Hello, welcome back to Talking Europe. A major step away from naivety. That's how EU officials describe the decision to crack down on cheap Chinese parcels flooding the European market. The EU is edging closer to abolishing the customs exemption on packages valued at under 150 euros. Until now, e-commerce platforms such as Shein and Temu have benefited from the exemption. More than 4 billion parcels made their way into the EU in 2024, underscoring accusations of dumping and unfair competition, as EU producers have to comply with more stringent environmental and safety standards for their products. Well, Shein, the Chinese retailer, is also in the crosshairs of the French justice system over the sale of childlike sex dolls. We're going to discuss all of this with our two guests. Evan Inscher is a Swedish MEP from the Socialists and Democrats. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Dirk Gottink is a Dutch MEP from the European People's Party. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you very much.
Dirk Gottink, let's start a bit with the situation in the Netherlands, because it had in 2024, by a large margin, the largest share of imported e-commerce items in the EU, more than 1.2 billion packages, according to the European Commission. Why is that the case in the Netherlands?
Well, because one third of all trade that goes into Europe comes through the Netherlands, whether it's e-commerce or actually normal trade via the port of Rotterdam. Actually, if you take the Netherlands and Belgium together, it's half of all the trade that comes into the EU. So it's a gateway to Europe, basically.
Let's look at the European figures as a whole then. The EU received 12 million parcels every day in 2024, and 91% of those came from China. Again, that's European Commission figures. Evan Inscher, how did we get to this situation?
Well, I would say that there are many different reasons. One of them is that there is a dumping on when it comes to prices. They are also made under very, very horrible circumstances, which means that China could sell them for a very, very cheap price. So what we need to ensure in the European Union is that we have legislations and that ensures that whatever we import actually lives up to our own standards when it comes to climate, when it comes to human rights, when it comes to what is correct according to our legislations and not correct. For example, it is unacceptable that there are childlike dolls that are being sold into our union.
Yeah, we'll come back to the childlike sex dolls in a moment, but I just want to stay for a second on the whole question of EU measures taken by individual countries, because we have, for example, Romania levying a 5 euro tax on each small package, the Benelux countries 2 euros. What is the effect, Gottink, do you think, of all these different rates? Is it just making things incoherent? Is it undermining the single market? I mean, what's the impact, do you think, of the individual measures?
Well, you see that now France and Belgium are considering to introduce one for budgetary reasons. It has not so much to do with compliance reasons. It's about filling budget holes. And that's a big problem, because if you do that in Belgium and France, the products simply go through Germany or another country in Europe. There's too many other ways to get products into the single market. Especially the Chinese business models are very dynamic. If we start controlling tomorrow on Schiphol in Amsterdam, the flights, the cargo flights, the day after will go to Germany or France. So if we don't do this together, it simply creates a waterbed effect. Also, the operators, the economic operators, like the big transporters, they don't know what model to use, because the Dutch system will not be the same from the French, and it will simply fragment the internal market. It is simply not a good idea to do this separately. We need to create a European regulatory environment for this, because otherwise, simply, it will go somewhere else.
You agree on that point, actually, don't you?
Yes, I do indeed. Even though we belong to two different political groups, I fully subscribe to that we need to have joint legislations on this area, but also that we need to enforce the legislation that we already have in the European Union. And the Commission really needs to act as soon as these cases as Shein appears.
Let's go back to this most controversial, perhaps, aspect of Shein's sales in Europe, and particularly on the French market. Let's listen to EU Commission spokesperson Thomas Regnier.
So childlike sex dolls, as we have been saying, have no place online. Weapons have no place online. Dangerous toys have no place online. But we know from the French authorities that Shein has been selling all of them in France. We talked to the French authorities, we talked to Shein, and we now have serious indications that indeed Shein may be posing a more systemic risks for our consumers across the entire European Union.
Gorek, you're shaking your head about that?
Well, it's as if this is from only from the moment that we saw that they were selling products that were totally unacceptable. But this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
It's not for nothing that they have become almost dominant platforms in almost every member state. Temu is the most downloaded app in the entire EU. So let's not fool ourselves. Massive flows of non-compliant goods have been coming onto the market because our laws are not functioning. And because in a way, and that's where we really have a problem with the legislation, we treat YouTube videos the same as packages. The Digital Services Act basically treats the platforms, the very large online platforms, the same. And that's a mistake, because obviously YouTube videos cannot put the life of a toddler in danger that is playing with a toy that is non-compliant. Packages can also impact the environment in a way that online content cannot. So the law is simply not working. The Commission knows that already for years, and it is simply not good enough.
I want to come on to that, actually, about all the different aspects of hazard, because, you know, there have been hazardous chemicals found in some of these toys, haven't there, Evidentia, provided by that have come through these packages. There was an investigation done by the NGO Greenpeace, for example, the results of which Shein rejected, and perhaps not surprisingly. But just maybe outline to us what the different kinds of risks are involved here.
Well, first, I just want to add something that was just said. And it was said that it doesn't have any place on the online shops. But I would say that it doesn't have any place either in, I mean, this childlike sex dolls is encouraging both rape and child sexual abuse. That's what we are talking about. It doesn't have any place on the internet, nor does it have in everyday life, so offline either. So that shows that there are things that are unacceptable, and we would never accept finding in the stores that we accept we find on the online platforms.
So what is the tool that should be used to stop the sale of that? Is there already something then in the toolkit? Is it the DSA or something else that
I mean, we have the DSA, and then the customer legislation that is being being negotiated right now. We have other kind of legislations also. But I would also say that one thing, of course, legislations might not be strong enough, but there are legislations that are not being enforced. And if they are not being enforced, of course, these kind of platforms will know that they can do whatever they want. The Commission will not act. And Commission is the institution that is here and supposed to act towards them. And until now, I just see a very weak Commission.
Is the problem enforcement, or is it actually the tools?
I think the tools are still a big problem, because Temu or Shein are not responsible for all the products they are online. That is the limited liability they have in the DSA, which means that, and knowing that every day thousands of new products come up, so one day we get angry about products that are totally unacceptable. The moment they are aware of this product, they will take it off, and the next day it will appear again. So, and that is all legal in Europe. And that is why, yes, the instruments are a problem. It's not only enforcement. And by the way, I think we also need to invest much more in our customs and market surveillance authorities to actually be able to do more inspections. Because finding chemicals in, for example, necklaces, this is a very common imported product from these platforms. A lot of them contain chemicals that are illegal in Europe. But to find that, you need lab testing. We don't have lab testing capacities in member states, and that's something we need to invest in much more in order to protect our consumers.
And I just want to add that I agree when it comes to that we need to strengthen the legislation and the tools that we do have. But I also see that there is a lack of enforcement still. Mm-hmm. And to be frank, also, I am a bit worried that now when we are talking about these omnibus packages and the so-called the simplification, that it could lead to deregulations on this area. So there, I hope that our two groups can really unite and ensure that on these fields, we do not go towards so-called simplification, which I see in many fields as a deregulation.
I don't see that concern in the sense that we're not touching legislation, for example, the general product safety regulation, all the toys regulation we have. It is all there. What we need is to create a European custom system to allow our customs officials to access data, for example, from products that come in Sweden or in the Netherlands, and to actually understand what is getting on to the internal market. We don't know that at the moment. Chinese platforms are dumping products onto the European market because in the US, the shop has been closed with tariffs. Yeah. So we are in an emergency situation. Our businesses are being upheld. They're being held to the highest product standards in the world. Mm. And everything we're importing is not compliant with that. And it is simply unfair for businesses in Europe and it's dangerous for consumers.
We'll have to stop there. But thank you so much for both of your contributions, Dirk Gottink and Evan Enshear. Thanks for watching us here for this episode of Talking Europe.